Hey, it's Sean Stevens. So one of Pittsburgh's favorite bands, Foreigner, is coming to the Palace Theater in Greensburg on March 8th. Now, this show is like virtually sold out at this point. There are a few, and I do mean a few, tickets left for it. PalaceTheater.org is where to get the tickets, and that theater spelled T-R-E at the end. And it's our pleasure to have Kelly Hansen, lead singer from Foreigner, with us on the line. How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, I got a quick question for you. I was watching the Super Bowl the other day, and I saw Pink. You know, she was part of the entertainment lineup, performed the night before, sang the anthem at the Super Bowl, and right. She was battling the flu. Now, cold and flu season is like crazy in this country right now. You guys are doing meet and greets all the time. You're on the road. You're shaking hands. You're kissing babies, whatever. How do you guys stay away from the illness?
Well, you know, this year is the first year I got a flu shot, and just because of what I've been hearing about this year so far. We're still on a break, so we haven't really started really going out there yet. We've been kind of not doing that since this kind of outbreak. At the meet and greet, you kind of have to shake hands and then go wash your hands. At least for me, that's really important because I sing, and if I get the flu, it's not good.
Yeah, I would suggest doing the Howie Mandel fist bump with people.
Done that before.
Hey, I don't blame you, man. That's what I would be doing. And so like, when you do... is there a regimen you keep, because your voice is your instrument, like is there anything that you do on the days of shows to keep your voice in fine tune?
Well, there's two different things. I mean, if I'm ill, I have to take whatever kind of medication I can to kind of clear me up, but I also have to do a mental thing. You have to understand that usually a cold or flu doesn't affect your vocal cords, but it affects everything around them, everything that controls them, the muscles that control them are get very sore. But if you can, in your brain, tell yourself that that's not being affected, it'll help a lot. But normally during the regular day, I do a little bit of a warm up. I don't yell. I don't, you know, do any of that kind of stuff. I really try to take care of my voice every day and make the show really the apex of my day.
And it really has been, because you're going on what, like your 14th or 15th year fronting
the
band now?
Starting the 14th soon here.
How did you guys end up? How did you end up hooking up with Mick Jones? I know that going back, you were a fan of the band, because like back in the 80s, you were fronting Hurricane with some of those guys in Quiet Riot, and there was some time in between Hurricane and when you joined Foreigner. Like, how did you end up linking up with Mick?
Well, you know, I was looking to make a change, because I just felt that I wasn't doing a lot of singing, and then I kind of thought to myself, well, I should go back to what I really do best. I was doing a lot of producing and stuff like that, And I just saw an article online about a charity show that Mick was doing in late 2004, early 2005. And I live in L.A. and have been in the business for a while, so I knew some people, made some calls, and kind of got in touch with management, and it turned into like this two-month kind of thing, because I didn't know that they were thinking of maybe kind of getting the machine going again. They've been dormant since 2002. Yeah. But finally got together, and we jammed, and... like for an hour and a half, and they called me an hour later and they said, listen, we're booking shows for this weekend. Can you start rehearsing tomorrow? And that was kind of how it was.
So, and you've written and recorded new music with the band as well. And then you go out on stage and sing, you know, the classics from back before you joined bands. That was a little bit daunting for someone coming in new, and, you know, you got to sing these songs that Lou Gramm made famous, but then, you know, you're not a sound alike. You put your own spin on it, but, you know, how does that work for someone who's coming in and having to sing these classic songs and then singing your own stuff with the band?
I think you have to have a healthy respect for what the band has accomplished, and try to do the songs with sincerity and really kind of deliver them in the real vibe of what Foreigner is. I think that's important. I think fortunately I'm vocally in a similar bag as Lou, and it's really about the songs. It's not about, you know, it's not really about personalities. It's about the music itself. And having this great catalog to sing is just you couldn't buy that.
You've got such a healthy perspective on this thing. You know, sometimes classic bands bring in new lead singers. It doesn't always work. But man, your voice with this band really is like fits like a glove. Because
I don't think I would have been the right voice for this band 25 years ago.
Why do you say that?
I think that, you know, as I used to be very clean and very hard singer, and I think that over the years my voice has thickened up a little bit. I think I've become a better singer emotionally, and those things happen over the course of time, and it just kind of morphed into this place where I think I really fit.
So, like, not only just, you know, maybe physically with that stuff, but like maybe you think just with the perspective of time and maturing just as a guy that now maybe you connect with these songs even better?
I think that's probably true. I think early in my career, and I think even with Hurricane, I think that I was technically good, but I'd lacked an element of being able to feel and be emotional with the music, and I've worked on that, and I think that I'm better with that, and I really do feel connected to the songs now.
I love that. One of the things that I've always enjoyed in the Foreigner sets is when you guys kind of break it down and do it acoustic with some songs. Will you guys still be doing that, like when you come to Greensburg next month?
We're going to be doing stuff like that sporadically throughout the year, and we're going to be actually doing some shows with a small orchestra because we're going to be putting out a CD and a DVD of an orchestral performance that we did with the symphony in Lucerne, Switzerland.
Very cool.
So we're just putting that together now, and then we also filmed and recorded a show that we did with some of the most of the original band members in Michigan, and that's going to come out as well.
Very, very cool. So a lot to look forward to in the coming months with Foreigner. And one more thing, Kelly, I want to ask you about is I was reading that you're like a bit of a car guy. Did you still have the 77 Porsche?
I sold the 911, and I wish I hadn't. If I would have if I would have hung on to it just for a couple more years, it probably would have like doubled in value. The era of the 70s 911s is just skyrocketing, and because you know what? It's a great car. It's one of the few cars that you can buy that won't go down in value as long as you take care of it. But I drive an older BMW M3 now, so I just needed something that was the 911 needed a lot of work. You have to constantly give it attention and baby it, and I needed something that I could just roll in. So yeah, I'm happy.
Do you still have your Prius? Or did you get rid of the Prius?
No, I don't have the Prius anymore, no.
Okay. See, what I love is, like, what got you into having this passion with cars? Because I talked with Nick Offerman, the comedian, one time, and he talked about his passion for woodworking. Is this something just kind of gives you, just kind of allows you to decompress when you get off the road just to get under a car? And, like, you actually do your own work, which I think is kind of cool.
You know, originally I was a struggling musician back in the day, and you had to learn how to fix a car yourself. And if you were going to do that, then the best thing to do was get an old Ford or an old Chevy where the parts were plentiful. There was a lot of room in the engine compartment to work on. They weren't complicated. They were carbureted. And you could really do a lot of stuff yourself. And, you know, and also, too, I have a real passion for cooking, too, and food. And, I'm a chop champion.
No kidding.
And I really spend a lot of time doing that. It's kind of like writing songs, like the food is your lyrics and melody, and the pots and pans are like your instruments, and you create a meal, which is kind of like creating a song, except there's no demands from the record label, and I don't have to do anything on time, and so that's another one of my things.
You're like a man's man. I love this. Not only do you front a rock band, you can do your own car work, you can cook your own meals, and you're like pretty much like the Renaissance man for all of us, Kelly. I'm loving it. You're a pleasure to speak with.
I think when you're of a certain age, there was a period of time where you had to learn how to do stuff. And my parents were really good about, teaching me to sew and teaching me to iron and teaching me to take care of myself. And that's kind of just the world I grew up in.
I tell you what, that's the kind of stuff that I wish that we would be teaching more kids about in school. Like just how to, I know cars today are so complicated with computers.
How to change a tire.
Yeah,
come
absolutely.
On.
Like simple things like that. Like, man, I wish I would have known, why weren't they teaching us the real life skills sometimes that, like, the day to day that'll save your butt when you run into a problem. But
When you're really out of money, like a musician sometimes is, you out of necessity, you kind of have to pick stuff up.
We should get you on an episode of like Jay Leno's Garage and have you and Jay, kind of getting together, riding some classic cars and doing some work on them. I think that would be really cool.
I thought about that too. And there's also a Top Gear US and I live here in California, and there's a lot of car culture here. It's a lot of great places to ride and drive, and I have a motorcycle. I do that too, and so it's definitely one of those things that would definitely work.
Well, Kelly, I can't wait to see you coming up March 8th, Palace Theater in Greensburg. If you haven't seen Foreigner with Kelly Hansen fronting the band, do it. This guy is legit, and he can sing his butt off, and Foreigner's still just a great band. These songs are legendary, and Kelly, I'm so happy that that you're fronting the band now.
You know, plus we have a great time. I think everyone in the band's been around the block. We have a lot of fun with the audience. I mean, it's really about just having a great time and rejoicing with his music, and we're going to be doing this summer tour also with Whitesnake and the Jason Bonham evening, so that's happening this year as well. We're going to be in China and Australia and Europe, and it's just we have so many things to do. It's just great to be alive.
Well, Kelly, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. All the best. We'll look forward to seeing you in Greensburg and then back here in Pittsburgh later on in the summertime. Thank you so much for your time.